I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. The faithfulness of God in the waiting. Our text comes from Jeremiah 33:14. Says, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah." There are seasons in life when God seems silent, seasons when prayers feel unanswered, promises feel unfulfilled, and hope feels distant. Israel knew this feeling all too well. Jeremiah delivered this promise while God's people were living through devastation, exile, fear, and uncertainty. And right into that darkness, God spoke a word of light. The days are coming. Not might be, not maybe someday, but the days are coming. It was a declaration, a promise, a guarantee. Our God is faithful even when the days feel long. Point one, God speaks promises into our darkest places. When Jeremiah received this promise, Jerusalem was in ruins. The people were discouraged, broken, confused. Yet God spoke, not after everything was restored, but right in the middle of the struggle. This is how God works. He doesn't wait for your life to look neat and clean before he speaks his promises. He speaks right into your chaos. Maybe you're walking through something today, fear, loss, uncertainty, discouragement. God meets you there and says, "I have not forgotten you. My promise still stands. The story isn't over." God's timing, point two, is perfect even when it's slow. Jeremiah's prophecy wasn't fulfilled immediately. God's people had to wait, and waiting is one of the hardest spiritual disciplines. We live in a world of instant gratification, instant notifications, instant answers, instant entertainment. But spiritual growth does not come instantly. Promises take time. Faith takes time. Restoration takes time. Jeremiah 33:14 reminds us that God is never late. He is never early. He is always right on time. The delay is not denial. The waiting is not wasted. God is preparing the blessing and preparing your heart at the same time. It moves us to point three. God fulfills every promise in Christ. Jeremiah 33:14 points forward to the coming of Jesus, the righteous branch from the line of David. The good promise God made to his people was ultimately fulfilled in Jesus Christ. All of Scripture points to him. All hope is centered in him. All promises find their yes and amen in him. 2 Corinthians 1:20, when God said, "The days are coming," he was saying, "I'm sending a Savior who will restore, redeem, and renew everything sin has broken." And Jesus came. He died. He rose. He reigned. He's coming again. Point four, live like you believe the promise. If you truly believe God will fulfill his promises, it changes the way that we live. You pray with confidence. You walk with faith. You endure hardship with hope. You fight battles knowing victory is already written into your story. Jeremiah preached hope in a hopeless moment. Christians today are called to do the same. We don't give up. We don't lose heart. We don't stop believing because the days are coming. Well, let's wrap this up. Hold on. God is not done with you. And Jeremiah 33:14 is a promise for anyone who feels stuck between what God said and what they see. If you haven't seen the promise fulfilled yet, don't quit. If the miracle hasn't happened yet, don't doubt. If the breakthrough feels delayed, don't despair. The days are coming, declares the Lord. He is faithful. He is working. He is keeping every promise. And in Christ, your best days are not behind you. They are yet to come. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.